Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, as we discussed earlier, Ireland's largest music festival, Electric Picnic, gets underway today, and the HSE's Safer Nightlife programme is expanding its service this year to include drugs, tents and outreach teams at three locations at the music festival, where the public can go for information, support and surrender drugs for on-site drug checking. Well, to discuss this further, we're joined now by the HSE's National Clinical Lead with Addiction Services, Professor Eamon Keenan, and you're very welcome, Eamon, to the programme this evening. So HSE are expanding this service at Electric Picnic this year, as I mentioned. Can you tell us a little bit more then about the work that is going to be done to increase direct contact with festival attendees?
Okay, so as you know, the attention has been on the back of house drug testing that has been conducted at Electric Picnic last year for the first time. We did it twice this year already in Body and Soul and Life, and this is the third festival this year. What we've learned is that the engagement with people attending at the festival is critically important. So that's why on this occasion we've increased the number of volunteers that we have working at the campsites to go out talking to people, going around camps, talking to them about drugs, talking about the issues associated with drugs, the risks associated with drugs. And we now have 75 people working over the weekend, engaging with people attending the event.
So how exactly does this work then? You know, you have the HSE, you've got the festival organisers all collaborating together, and obviously the aim is to ensure that this is a safe space for people who are using drugs at events to surrender drugs, but these are obviously also illegal drugs. So how does it work?
Sure. Well, it works very well, and it works because of the collaboration between ourselves, the guards, and the festival promoters. So we have three HSE tents, and we have our bins, surrender bins, in two medical tents as well. So, for example, in our HSE drug tents, these are healthcare spaces. We have healthcare staff working in those tents. People come in, talk to the staff, engage the staff. Now, not everybody who comes in wants to surrender a sample of their drugs, but some people may decide after talking to our staff that they will surrender a sample, and they can do so safely in our tent. I suppose if you liken it to when you go to see a medical professional or a GP, there's not a guard sitting in the room there. That's a healthcare space similar to our tents, similar to the medical tents. And the medical tents give us really important information, because on occasion, people come into the medical tents having suffered adverse consequences after using drugs, and they may well surrender their drug into the bin, or their friend may be with them and say, my friend took this drug and I'm going to put it into the bin for you to analyse.
Okay, and what do you do then when you analyse it? Like, do you tell them, for example, if this is safe to use? Do you say, there you go, off you go, that's safe enough, or if it's not safe? Or what happens?
No. We don't directly go back to the individual who submitted the drug. What we'll do, we take the drug from the surrender bin to our on-site National Drug Treatment Centre laboratory. We have two machines working in the laboratory tent here. We'll analyse whatever drug was submitted. We'll look at the purity. We'll look if there's the potency. And if we see something that's untoward, such as a high potency, a high strength of MDMA, a high strength cocaine, or indeed that there's a contamination in the tablet or the powder that was submitted, then we'll put out a risk communication to people at the event. And that entails engaging with the police, engaging with the festival promoters, and putting out this risk communication on the social media app that everybody has when they sign up to the festival. And then we can also put the risk communication up on the screens at either side of the stages. So we've taken a picture of whatever tablet we have analysed. If we've analysed and it's high strength, we'll put that picture up and say, be careful in relation to this substance. It's much more potent than you might expect. And if you do decide to take this drug, use harm reduction methods in terms of taking a smaller amount to start with, maybe take a quarter of a pill. Now, obviously, from our point of view, it'd be great if nobody took drugs at all. And our message always is it's safer not to take drugs. But we are living in a real world. We know that certain nightlife settings can be areas where people do take drugs. And so that's why we are providing this service at festivals in the first instance.
In your experience then so far to date, as you say, you've been at two different festivals already this year and you were there as well at Electric Picnic last year. Are you finding much in terms of contaminated drugs or drugs that are way too potent or dangerously potent?
Well, we are, you know, and so at Life Festival, we had 97 samples submitted to us over the course of the weekend. In those samples, we identified one very high potency MDMA tablet. We put a risk communication about that. We also identified very high potency or high strength cocaine and ketamine. And I suppose from our point of view, it was important to get that risk communication out because we were working very closely with the medical service providers there. They were seeing people coming in to the medical tent as a result of taking substances. They weren't sure what was going on. We were able to analyze the substance and say, listen, the cocaine here is much higher strength than people will be used to. So people are becoming unwell with it. And we were able to put that message out to everybody at the event saying the high strength cocaine is circulating at the event.
Okay. What is the danger then of some of the things that you found, some of the drugs that you found? What is it a danger of overdose? Is it a danger of serious illness? Is there a danger of death?
Yes, there is danger of death and all of those things, I suppose. And the more potent the substance is, the more likely you are to suffer an adverse consequence as a result of using it. But if somebody can suffer an adverse consequence, sort of an idiosyncratic adverse consequence as a result of using the drug, and the harms can be both physical and psychological. So from a physical point of view, some of these high potency drugs will put everything into overdrive. Your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing, it all goes into overdrive and your autonomic nervous system finds it very hard to cope with that. From a psychological point of view, you may find somebody after taking these substances is experiencing severe anxiety or indeed in some cases psychosis. So physical problems, psychological problems, and on occasion, yes, unfortunately, death can happen as associated with drug use. And that's why we want to get the safety message out as much as possible to people attending these events.
I know you say you use the app, which sounds very efficient in terms of communicating to people. Do you give people individual advice as well? I mean, can they come to you and say, this is the drugs that I have. I'm wondering how much should I take? I've never tried this before. You know, where do I start?
Well, that's part of the work that our volunteers are going. They're not giving individual advice to people about how to take drugs because, as I said, somebody can always have an idiosyncratic reaction to taking drugs. But they will be talking to people about the types of drugs that are on the market. And the work that we're doing allows us to analyse what drugs are on the market, talk to people about those drugs that are on the market, talk to people about the risks that would be associated with those drugs on the market, and direct people to our harm reduction resources, which gives sort of practical advice. For example, don't take drugs for the first time if you're alone. Tell your friends what type of drugs you're taking so that if you do suffer adverse consequences, they'll be able to come in and tell the medical staff if you are brought in what you've taken. So it's all sort of practical advice. Start low, go slow.
Just finally then, Eamon, you know, I think a lot of what you said, I think a lot of people will agree with. This is the reality, particularly at festivals like this, and this is a way of keeping people safe. There will be other people who say this is waving the white flag. This is saying, you know, something that is illegal and dangerous. You're helping people engage in that activity.
Well, I don't know if that's waving the white flag. By not doing it, you're sticking your head in the sand sort of way, you know. And I mean, as I say, we wish that people didn't take drugs. Our advice is don't take drugs. But the reality is people are taking drugs. So we want to make sure that people, if they're attending events like this, are in a safe space. And I suppose that's in conjunction with Garda Síochána, because we wouldn't be operating this type of service without Garda Síochána supporting us and the festival promoters who all want people to enjoy this weekend.
Professor Eamon Keenan, thank you very much for joining us this evening.